Happy Friday. Welcome to the Friday podcast, the Battle of Brisbane podcast. It's game on tonight for the first time ever, the Dolphins v. the Broncos. It's a sellout club match at Suncorp Stadium. It's a lot of Battle of Brisbane chat going on the burner phone.
Oh, incredible scenes today. And Kerry from Plainland, love the Battle of Brisbane tug of war this morning, guys. I'm a Dolphins fan. We've decided to meet at Artie instead of Wally tonight.
Oh, there'll be some nonsense, won't there?
We did say all the Brisbane Broncos fans will meet at Wally. The Artie fan, the Dolphins fans will meet at Artie. The Smokers will meet at the Darren Lockyer statue. Mm-hmm. And all the little fellas are going to meet at Alfie.
Who else is there? How many other statues are there? Who have we missed?
Mal Meninga.
Oh, Big Mal.
Big Mal.
Who meets
all the
there?
Big fellas over 100 kilos, the 10 tonners.
If you've got a pie in your hand, you meet at Mal.
Yep.
Oh, that's Artie too.
Matt from Ipswich. Hey, guys, I'm a Rabbitohs fan heading to the game tonight. Who should I be cheering for? I've got the coach who took us to a grand final. Wayne Bennett, of course. And on the other side, you've got the halfback who won us a comp, Renault, on the
Matt's
other.
Matt's one of these guys. Every game, can I guarantee, every game of NRL, doesn't matter who's playing, there's always a dickhead in a South jersey. In the whole world.
Always. I said that because I'm doing some work with the Dolphins. If you look around Suncorp Stadium, you can always spot a Rabbitohs jersey somewhere.
It's always a Rabbitohs jersey.
Unless you were at the South Panthers game, then there was the dickhead wearing the Roosters jersey.
Yeah, what was he doing there?
Just being racially abusive to people.
Who are those people that wear random jerseys that got nothing to do with the occasion?
You just wear like a nice shirt. Just wear your Billabong t-shirt.
I wonder if, Matt, if you're going to court on Monday, which is every chance because you're from Ipswich.
And he's a South.
No. Would you wear your South jersey to your court appearance?
Most definitely. I reckon Matt would. Give us a text.
What was
Matt.
His real question?
Who should he be cheering for?
He's got Wayne on one
just
side.
Just cheer every time someone scores a try. That's what I'll be doing.
Just yell out, go Rabbitohs all game until you get kicked out.
The people behind me are going to be really annoyed on tonight because I'm going to be getting up for every try. They'll be like, oh, here she goes again.
There'll be a lot of that.
And now it'll be the other team and I'll be like, no, I'm going for them too. Go the Dolphins. Come on, Hammer.
What's the song? Like, when the Broncos go.
It's called Chelsea Dagger.
Anyway.
Let's see if I can find it.
No, don't. Let's push on.
Jake from Albany Creek. Hey, guys, heard Adam Reynolds chatting lawn porn with Marto. Marto, got any tips on what I should be doing to keep my lawn lush over winter?
Okay, well, we've got, weatherman, have we got 2 or 3 34-degree days next week? That could be a very last chance. I'd be throwing a little bit of fertiliser and plenty of water on this weekend.
Lawn grub, is that a thing at the moment, this time of year?
I haven't got any yet, but it could well be because lawn grubs love it when it's this green. But you need to get what you're trying to do now. This is the last of the growing season pre-Easter, is get your roots as deep as you can. And then that'll take you through winter. Just keep watering them. Jake from Albany Creek, and I'll come out if you want, mate.
No, don't do that.
That advice probably could be taken by most men coming into winter before all the women's tracksuit pants with the tie goes on.
Get your roots deep now.
It's cold. Winter is coming.
I don't know, it might just be my wife, but growing season, girls don't shave for about 5 months.
Oh, the bush.
It's the bush.
It's gone all natural.
But that's legs. Put your manes up.
Put your manes up.
You're okay with it, though, Marto, like a bit of bush.
Oh, yeah.
So you're a man of the 80s.
Yeah, we had before that thing. The kids tell me there's a thing called Pornhub. The kiddies.
What thing called what?
I don't know what it is.
Dan, you haven't heard of Pornhub, have you?
There was magazines that you bought, and there was bush everywhere.
Playboy.
It was bush everywhere. And the worst thing is, does your phone stick together?
We had one of them at
Pornhub because magazines, you go, oh, Christ.
We had none of them at
ripped it.
Nambour State High. We had a magazine. It didn't make sense, though, because it was just a block. You couldn't turn.
Thank you.
It was just front and back.
I know.
It was all stuck together.
Oh, God.
How about those folding Samsung phones? You know, that you can flip to, they get glued
together. It's 14-year-old.
Go the Brolphins tonight. Brolphins.
Brolphins.
Both teams.
Bronfins. Bronfins.
Oh, what are we calling the combo?
The Doncos.
The Drongos.
That's us.
There you go. Yeah, you're right.
It's a seesaw battle.
It's a battle because it's a battle.
It's a battle.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Triple M's Battle of Freestyle.
Oh! Give us a wave if you're driving over the Riverside Expressway. We are on the Kurilpa Bridge.
Honk your horns.
10v10, north v south. The Battle of Brisbane to go.
Did you say north? North side?
Well, hang on.
Did you say south side?
This is to go to the sold-out Battle of Brisbane tonight at Suncorp Stadium. Top of the table clash. We've got the king of Channel 9, the king of Lang Park, Wally Lewis here, the chief tugger to officiate things. Wal, I want your tip for tonight, not Broncos Dolphins. You've seen both teams here, 10 on 10. Who's your tip, North v South?
I think the North appear to have a...
Walter.
A bit of a bonus coming on here.
How dare
but the
you?
The South people, they're backing themselves.
Look,
they're
I'll
trying
tell
to
you
get
what.
On, so this is going to be a very even contest.
Wally.
We've seen your tipping in the paper, Wally, and on the news.
Wally, I'll tell you what. The North side have more blokes in their team, but
yeah,
we've got
do.
More women. You know what that means? Organisation. These girls have got these boys.
There's going to be pulling in public going on here, and we can't wait.
All right, we'll come back right after this, and the tug of war to end them all to go to the Battle of Brisbane at Suncorp tonight is going to be happening right here on Triple M. Mono, Mago and Dan on Triple M. Let's fire off the music back in the studio now.
Let's get ready to rumble.
All right, Wally, if you want to get them to take the tension and lean back, when you're happy, you tell them to tug away.
Are you ready to tug away? Ready, set, tug!
The Battle of Brisbane is underway on the Kurilpa Bridge. Team South is winning at this stage. They have pulled the rope a metre their way. They are inches from glory. Team South need another 10 centimetres. Team South have won it. Team South won.
South won. There's an upset. The odds-on favourites have been beaten. Wow.
There's contention here. We covered off on the downward slope, which favours Team South, but Team North were heavier, Marto.
It's been a deserved victory. Yes, Team North, 60 kilograms heavier wasn't enough to overcome gravity. And look at them. They're beside themselves, the Team South. It's their dreams have all come true.
We're going to come back and wrap it up after this. They had amazing cadence. They were tugging in unison together. We'll come back with the full fallout from the Battle of Brisbane. But Team South are going to Suncorp Stadium tonight. It's a top of the table clash. South side will be celebrating. It's Triple M.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbaneers.
The South side have tugged their little hearts out and they are going to the Battle of Brisbane tonight. They've won the tug of war to win them all. Well done, team. Broncos v Dolphins, Suncorp Stadium. It is sold out. The last 20 tickets in town have been won by the 10 tuggers on the South side. But the North side... They fought with gusto and passion, and there's a bit
all
of news.
All I heard was a lot of whinging, Dan.
Oh, not while the tugging was going on, but as most people, have you ever seen a man fly unassisted? Because gravity is such a bugger of a thing, and that's what the North
again.
Side was up against. Gravity, every minute you get out of bed, it pulls you down, and that's what happened to the North side. But we're not complaining.
So listen, North Siders, we love you turning
I thought you
out.
Were.
The 10, we've got a couple of bits of good news for you here, okay? We're on the Kurilpa Bridge, and we can see that there's a lot of passion at Dolphins and Broncos fans in front of us.
Oh, they're disappointed. Look at those sad little faces.
Two bits of good news, okay? The first bit is that while the Southsiders were here, as usually happens, their cars have been stolen and set on fire.
Yep.
Because they live on the South side.
The other thing is we've all got more teeth than them, haven't we?
Okay, three bits
only
of good news.
Only just.
Last bit of good news. Gregory Martin, can you do the honours here, please?
Ladies and gentlemen of the North Side Tuggers, we're not letting you go home empty-handed. You gave it everything you got, you had for that 1.5 minutes of tugging. You gave it everything. You guys are also receiving double passes to tonight's game. All 10 of you. We can't. I looked at your faces. You gave it 100%.
Go and embrace the South side, North and South.
Go and bring it together with the North Siders. Let's go and shake the opposition.
Marto said he's also happy to put on a bar tab for you guys with your tickets.
Go on,
he's
go
very
and shake.
Generous.
Come on, let's shake and say thank you for everything.
Big thank you to Finny, the Dolphins mascot, who turned out as well. The Dolphins have been wonderful with us here at Triple M. We're on board the Broncos as well. We've got Wally Lewis here, the King of Lang Park and the King of Tugging for this morning, who officiated the tug of war.
What about, just really quickly, sorry, Walter, interrupt. Hey, guys, what about three cheers for Brisbane?
Hey! 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 Hey!
Hey! King Wild, before we go, got to get a tip tonight. The Battle of Brisbane. The sold out club game.
He just tipped the north side to win the tug of war.
Did you?
Mm. Yeah, I did, so I'm down.
Well, even it out now.
I went for the Broncos in the early event. Had to lean towards them being a former player, but any team that Wayne Bennett coaches can never be denied a fair chance. So I really don't care who wins this one.
Yeah.
You can go either way. We'll all be happy.
Can I just check your form? Who'd you tip last night? Penny Panthers or Eels?
Yeah, I went the wrong way there, didn't I?
Didn't everyone, though.
Didn't we all?
Hey, three cheers for Wally Lewis as well. Channel 9 tonight, live and free after the news. Don't worry about that, you lot, because you'll be at the game. Congratulations. It's Triple M.
Totally Workwear, Australia's largest supplier of corporate industrial and safety workwear. With 17 stores throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast, there's a store near you.
Here he is!
The man they're calling, what are they calling him, Margo?
The new Prince of Lang Park.
Adam Reynolds, good morning, mate.
Good morning, how's it going?
Have you seen the caricature? A cartoonist has done the most wonderful job of you in the Courier Mail. Get it and get it framed, it's beautiful. It looks great.
Cracking start. You must be feeling good and confident within yourself.
Yeah, I am. I think it's been a really good pre-season, not only for myself but the team. And when the team's performing well, it's easy for me to sit there and cop all the accolades that come with it. But it is a team effort, not an individual sport.
The forwards are going so well. I don't know if you realise, I'll give you a stat. I don't know how big you guys are in stats. Post-contact metres, the Broncos are so far ahead of any other team at the moment. And that's what's providing room for you to operate, correct?
Yeah, it is. The big boys lay a good platform for myself and the spine. And when they're going forward, it's easy for us to play a bit of footy and get the joy off the back of that.
There's been a lot of talk, Adam, obviously, the Battle of Brisbane, turf war, this, that and the other, and playing players off against each other, Hammer v Reece Walsh, Payne Haas, now Felice Kaufusi out. But there's been a lot of talk about Kevy v Wayne. You know, Wayne had to sack Kevy. Kevy's come a long way, this, that and the other. You've played under both of them. What are their strengths and what will you be taking out of being coached by Wayne into tonight's game?
To be honest, I think they're quite similar, a lot more than actually people think. You know, they're great man managers. They get the best out of their players. They want them get their players playing for them, and they both do that extremely well. Makes for a great, you know, battle tonight.
What's the key to tonight?
I would say to hold the ball, play with a bit of patience. You know, we'll see a fair few opportunities out there. We've done our work through the week on where we think their weaknesses are, and if we can hold onto the ball and give ourselves a chance, I'm sure we can score plenty of points.
How's the lawn looking at your joint?
Oh, right. Jesus Christ. We knew this was going to happen.
No, well, after that rain last weekend.
I got in before all the rain, so yeah. I was lucky there. I got out game day last week, did all the whippersnipping and the mowing because the wife was away. The lawn was getting pretty long. Get out the back, listen to some country music, relax before the game, and then obviously have a swim and a little sleep. So prepared pretty well.
What's that country music guy you're listening to?
Morgan Wallen. I was out at CMC over the weekend, Adam. You wouldn't have obviously been able to get out there because of footy commitments, but love a bit of country music, Adam.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen, he's on fire at the moment.
Isn't he? They're playing it on commercial radio.
Yeah, I've basically seen his concert live, everyone's Instagram, so going off, so.
Can I check one other thing, just with the lawn stuff, because Corey came, this is important. Whippersnip, mow, blow, and then Corey Parker's hit back at me. He wanted to whippersnip, blow, mow.
No, didn't he mow first?
No,
he blows the whippersnip clippings back into the grass and then mows over
Adam
the top
Reynolds,
of
the survey is which order?
Yeah, I think he's got it right. We got a catcher on the right on, so...
Oh, you got a catcher on the right?
Glass clippings up.
You've got the captain of the Broncos on the line here ahead of the biggest club game, and you're talking to him about how he whippersnips and blows his lawn. Just before we let you go, Reno, how much have you got to do with the marketing department at the Broncos there?
Not a lot.
Jeez, they've been busy, Reno.
You know, of course, the Dolphin song. Feet up on the head.
Drive you mad.
We've made one.
Yeah. What do you think of maybe we could get you to pitch this to the Broncos?
Put your hooves up. Put your hooves up.
Those hooves up.
Get the hooves up.
Get the hooves up. Think
about getting the hooves up, Reno.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. It's trendy.
Yeah, we like it too. We're pretty happy with it.
Can you give us a put your hooves up, Reno? Can you say it for us?
Put your hooves up. Put your hooves up.
We love you. Good luck tonight, mate.
Go, Reno.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Social media has created a divide online.
No, surely not.
Over our very own Australian Thor. Mm. Chris Hemsworth and his wife Elsa Pataky, if that's how you Pataky.
You say Pataky, whatever. I say Pataky.
The actor and his actress wife. They've got three kids, three young boys. They live down in the hills of Byron Bay in their shopping centre mansion.
Oh, yeah.
They've got twin boys, Sasha and Tristan, have just turned 9.
Oh, happy birthday!
They put up a lovely bastards. Birthday post to their sons, Chris, on his Instagram page of his 46 million. Followers.
Imagine having your dad as Thor.
I know, right? That's big expectations to live up to.
Do you know he picks his kids up from school? I've got mates live down there. He picks his kids up from school.
He's just a regular guy.
Every single mum is there every single day hoping to see him. He doesn't do it every day. He's random.
Does he take the hammer?
No, I don't think so.
But they've come under some controversy, Marta. There's a cloud over their parenting style because he shared a photo to his Instagram of his sons blowing out their candles of their cake. Mm. And very funnily, the mum, Elsa, has pushed one of their heads into the cake, like a bit of a cake face smash type situation.
Yeah, favourite one.
He said, "Mum, my favourite's vanilla. It's chocolate." He was being a bit cheeky.
And she just squished his head in there. That's magnificent.
She said, "Oh, you'll like chocolate. Here you go." And she pushed his head in.
Get a bit of this in here.
Having a bit of fun, right?
Hey, that's
funny.
Great. That proves that they actually are proper.
Not if you're
family.
A Karen on Instagram because...
No, hold on.
Violent and abusive.
Oh, violent.
People have labelled it, slamming her act as ridiculous. Why people smash their kids' face into the cake is above my understanding. Why do people think this is funny?
What is this? Somebody.
One can have a pretty good time without someone leaving the party with a blood nose, lip, or black eye. Oh, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Sorry. Her husband beats up and kills people for a living in the movies. Of course it's going to influence the family dynamic.
But where have we come to?
I'll tell you where we come to. Imagine if child, what do they call
it? Services.
Child services pop over to the shopping centre house and they go, "We're going to have to take your kids off you." The kids. They don't want to leave the shopping centre and go and live with some woman at Caboolture. Hold it, just wait there. I'll go and get my hammer.
What is the world come to when you can't?
Are the kids allowed to use Dad's hammer? Like, can you go?
Can't pick it up. Only Thor can pick it up.
He's the only one who can lift it.
Oh,
Jesus, is that what goes on? So I'm going to have to get my dad. Mm. They don't want it. This is stupid. What,
but there was a kid happy with it?
They're fine. They're laughing about it. It was funny.
Next.
Why can't you shove your kid's face into a chocolate cake? Like, seriously.
In the old days.
I wish someone would shove my face into a chocolate cake.
You do it yourself enough. Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the
car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Motto, Margo and Dan.
It's been difficult time reading the paper this morning because everything's about the Battle of Brisbane. Dolphins, Broncos. And then finally I see this headline and it caught my eye. Meth-fueled orgy spikes syphilis.
Oh, God, what about that for attention-grabbing?
Very wicked disease. A lot of people in the olden days, real olden days, used to die of syphilis because they were all just horny bastards.
STI.
That was the wigs. Their hair would fall out. You know, you see the pictures of old people that had those big, massive wigs on.
Is that why the judges wear them in the magistrate's court?
That's libelous.
I believe, you'll find yourself in court one day and they'll remember that.
Yeah.
Now, listen, meth-fueled orgies. Have we got our little theme song?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Where is this happening? On the streets of Roma Street?
Northern New South Wales. Oh. It's clean. And you know what happens? Next thing it'll be Brisbane, etc. We do have a Triple M here. We do have if you see an icy in your suburb, we're trying to get a registry going.
I thought you were going to say
so
we are.
We are not the icy
syphilis.
Network.
We are the syphilis network.
We are the syphilis network.
Are we the syphilis network? I thought we were all gonorrhea.
We're not the ice network. That's River, I think.
Listen to this.
We're the syphilis network.
Have a listen to this. Meth-fueled orgy. Here's the article. Meth-fueled orgies are partially blame for a hideously scary syphilis spike in northern New South Wales.
Oh, my goodness.
Sex fueled by drugs like ice, known as chemsex. What's this? Are considered an ideal breeding ground. Remember with these kiddies for sexually transmitted
Don't
infections.
Don't do drugs. Have sex.
Or orgies.
Why are you doing drugs?
That's right. This is their head doctor. Never seen anything like the ongoing outbreak in nearly four decades on the job. This is
on the job. Is he No, it's a guy on the job.
That's a she. You don't she.
How do you know if you've got syphilis? I've just looked up the symptoms. Mm. Yeah. First stage involves a painless sore on the genitals, rectum or mouth.
What days don't you have that?
After the initial sore heals, the second stage is characterised by a rash.
Yeah.
Then there are no symptoms.
I thought it was heat.
There are no symptoms until the final stage, which occurs years later. This final stage
can
result in damage to the brain, nerves, eyes and heart.
The wig is generally a giveaway. If you find yourself wearing a giant powdered wig.
What happened to just one tablet and it's gone?
No, that's chlamydia. What were you going to say?
I've
heard.
I've gone to crystal meth. Holy Jesus, it's not good stuff at all, is it? It affects.
How many types of STDs are there? Hang on. Yeah. Related conditions: chlamydia, genital herpes, HIV, AIDS, human papillomavirus.
Producer Snowy's waving goodbye to
gonorrhea,
this break.
Gonorrhea, trachea, pelvic inflammatory.
Read out all the STDs.
What meth does is just saying there that it speeds sex up. So I don't know how you go from 1.5 minutes if you can
like
get
a
any
jackrabbit.
Yeah, exactly. Done. Yep.
Lewis Hamilton of rooting.
I'll tell you what, there's something about the fourth kid, our youngest child, River. She's 7 and she is a weapon. Like this, I love this kid. She's like the coolest kid ever. She just says what she thinks and feels and does whatever she wants.
Everyone knows their final child is always the loosest because the parents have just given up.
Yeah, I'm still tough on her in a sense, but she does get away with a lot more than the other kids ever would have at her same age.
Is this the one that said to the teacher, I don't like what you're wearing
today? The teacher stood there, okay, class two, come in. And as River walked past, she just went, I like your outfit today. And she went, oh, I'm sorry, I don't think I asked you, but okay.
I don't care.
I said, she's like your honest.
She's your best, you know, like little BFF, just really honest and just tells you the truth. She's like, what are you wearing? It's ugly. I don't like your hair. Don't pick me up from school. She hates my new brown hair. Oh, she's like, it's disgusting. And I'm like, well, I didn't ask for your opinion. Your attitude's disgusting. But she did something that was disgusting the other day. We've been looking at open homes, Marto and Dan, because, of course, we're in the market for
a
new
house.
We're going to need a house. And we were walking through this open home and I said to Corey, where's River? I was like looking around because I think at some point I'd said, go and play out in the yard. See if it's something that you like.
See if this is for us.
Don't touch stuff inside. You know, she's sitting down in the media room with her legs up on the chair, reclined. I'm like, don't touch things. This is someone's house. Get outside and go and play.
Take it for a test run.
So then I say to Corey, looking around, I'm like, where is she? Where is she gone? What's she doing? She's not out in the yard. She's in the toilet doing a poo.
Wow. At an open house.
River, is that you?
That's good.
I was like, River. She's like, I'm in here. I'm like looking around, walking through
the room. It's got heated toilet seats.
And then I saw the door closed and I was like, oh my God, she's in the bathroom. I'm like, are you in the bathroom? She's like, just doing a poo. I'm like, shh.
Oh, no.
And babe, I told you not to touch anything. She goes, I needed to go to the toilet. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
When you got
to
go, you got
to
go.
Corey, distract the real estate agent. It doesn't come around this end. I had to do the skid mark check. I did the whole lot. I was like, is there toilet paper? Because, you know, open home, you put everything away. I was thinking, oh, God, please let there be toilet paper. I'm sifting through people's drawers and cupboards trying to find it. I was like, oh, my Lord. That's it. Last time. Never taking you to an open home ever
Remember
again.
That Jackass episode? Don't take her to Bunnings to their toilet section.
Toilet. Or not a Reese.
Get off there. Some Triple M breakfast wherever you can. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Hey, you know, I went to that funeral, what was that, Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon? I forgot to tell you, God, you learn a lot. You always learn something, not a lot, something from a funeral.
Take away something, don't you? Yeah, life's short.
Kath didn't go. I went with my mum and I got home. And I said to Kath, oh, have I been a good father? I was real worried because this guy was a really good dad and family man. Like you go, oh, have I done enough?
You said you grew up.
Am I going to be a good man?
You grew up in the back of his car.
I know he's off on that.
Your best mate. He was your best mate's dad.
He
used to drive you home from school.
And I used to take the piss out of him. You know, and he was a very important man, I think, in some way. Oh, he was a good family man. But what I do want to talk about, went to the funeral with your mum. God, it was good carting her around the funeral, and it got you to get home. Oh, mum's legs are sore. I'm going to have to go. It was bloody tremendous. Oh, mum's a bit tired.
That's important stuff too, Marto. Like, I know that you guys went and played, what's that other? The
Pickleball
together, and then you went shoe shopping together. Moments you'll remember, and spending time with her is so important.
You want one? You know what she said? She then took me, because Dad used to take her driving a lot. Dad's an old truckie. They used to love going for a drive. She went... On the way home, she said, can we just go down and have a look down here? I haven't been down here for a while.
Oh, no one drives her anywhere anymore.
I'm going to start doing that once a week. So hold me, ask me in the future, not on radio, ask me off air, how's that going driving your mum once a week? Got to take her for drives.
How long ago did your dad pass?
Oh, four.
3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, 4 years, yeah.
Can you imagine having lived with someone your entire life and then all of a sudden they go and everybody else was busy with their lives and their kids and grandkids, et cetera, and they just go, oh, what about me? So that's so nice. I'm sure she'll appreciate
Hold me to that commitment if
we'll
you can.
We'll remind you to go for a drive after you go and beat the 85-year-old bloke's 54-0 at pickleball.
Was good for his confidence, wasn't it?
He came back in 10
You
want
to feel good, go to a nursing home. It's like going to Brookside Shopping Centre.
Hang on. You were being really nice. Stay there.
What I want to tell you about. So mum let me, because she can't get up into the ute. It's too far. There was one day where, so we've stopped. She said, well, I don't want to get in your ute anymore because it was very unedifying. I had to push my mum's ass to get her in the front seat of the ute. All right. So she said, can we take my car?
Okay.
I said, righto. She said, you drive. I said, oh, what? And it feels like your ass is on the ground when you drive.
What's
I've been driving a sedan. She's got one of those Mazda things, CX something or other. I don't know, 3 or 5, maybe 5. It was a really nice little car. And now there's one to buy. I reckon she's done 800 kilometres in 2 years. Anyway, that's just another...
So you don't mean to
if
make a model.
If her car comes up...
In a couple of years' time.
Yeah, you'll get a good bargain.
You don't mean the CX-5 in general, just her specific car is a good buy.
Oh, this is a little old lady, and she doesn't even go to church. All right, so we pull up at a set of lights there near the old Hyperdome. Hyperdome. What do we call the one there at the corner of Albany Creek Road and Gimby Road?
Chamson.
Yours is the Hyperdome.
I'm at the Hyperdome.
Oh, what is that one? Anyway, so we pulled up
Don't
there.
Get distracted.
And it happened there. Then it happened to the next satellites. It happened 3 satellites in a row. Yeah. She's got one of those cars that
stops. Cuts out.
I've never driven one of those cars before.
You can turn it off.
Yeah.
But
you should. It's
annoying. 3 sets of lights in a row. Yeah. It turned on before the light, just momentarily before the green light. Is there any chance, does anyone know anything about that, that it's reading signals from, each set of lights has a computer box, a box there that controls. Does your car do
I don't
this?
Know. I'm looking to Dan because he's the engineer.
Do you know anything?
I think it's a coincidence. Sometimes my wife's car has it and it will turn back on when the engine's getting strained.
It stops down for like 7 seconds or something like that and then it starts back up again.
Yeah.
I think it might have been
but
just
when
a coincidence.
But when you put your foot on,
I think so.
Not three lights in a row. Mum says it happens all the time. She said it's like it's got a surprise.
Yeah, you only remember the times where it works perfectly. When it just comes on and it wasn't timed, you go,
it's like when you get 3 green lights in a row and you go, oh, I'm glad to see they realise God's coming through, you know?
Light.
That you're almighty, don't you?
No, devil's back with it.
Right. Can anyone?
Manifested that, so it happened.
There's two parts to this. I swear to God, somehow this car's picking up the signals before the red light, before the green light turns on. Each time. Mum said it happens all the time.
I think those boxes might be playing with the signals in your brain.
No, the Mazda might. Mazda might have worked out. No. There are things that we don't know about. Mazda might have worked out how to pick up the signal.
Maybe.
It's going to turn green.
I don't know.
What normally happens with those cars? Have you got to push the accelerator and
you
let it start?
Off the brake?
I take your foot off the brake.
Yeah.
No, well, I didn't do that. It started before that.
They do just come back on sometimes for the air conditioning and everything.
Do you know
that? Have we ruined this?
1-3-3-5-3.
What do you want to know?
You're not talking about magic cars, are you?
What do you want to know?
Well, I want to know there are some things that we don't... If you hop into someone else's car...
Unexplainable.
It's completely unexplainable, or I just want to know... What magic things can your car do?
You know what is hard?
Mate, I've got my first ever car that hasn't had wind-up windows with a handle.
Marto's very manual.
That was magic to me. When I got into my new car, I went, my God, no more winding.
You know what? I got into Corey's car. He got a new
magic
car. Magic. not so much. Magic, because I couldn't find the button. It's a push start button in his car, but I couldn't find where the push start was. I sat there for 5 minutes trying to figure this bloody car out. I'm looking here, I'm looking there, I'm looking down here, putting my foot on the brake. I opened the glove box even. I'm like, surely it's not in there, but I'm going to check just in case.
That reminds me, at the Bowser yesterday, I was filling up and the bloke behind me, can you be helping me? He's given me one of those. He's got a rental car. He said, I can't find how to open the fuel cap. We went right through the car.
Bloody technology
mate, I can't help
When I was 18, my mate Brick had a magic car. It was unstealable because the locking mechanism broke and all the doors got jammed, so he had to get into the car through the boot.
Magic car.
So what do you want to know? 1-3-5-3.
Does your car do some magical stuff?
Is Marto's mum's car magic?
Have you got a magic?
We need to get one call away quickly before
we
travel.
No, we're talking about magic cars. My mum's Mazda.
Ridiculousness.
It turns off, and a lot of people cars do that, but just before the green light turns on, it knows to turn itself back on.
You reckon it's synced into some computer box?
We can't get everyone because we've got to get to the news and traffic, but Alex said, yeah, his boss's Hilux does it as well.
Michael from Morrowfield says it's got something to do with the steering wheel.
Oh,
if you touch the steering wheel, the car comes back on.
I'm not sure. Bryce from Bray Park, do you know anything about this? Is Marto's mum's car magic?
Not magic, no. Oh. No,
What would you know?
Oh, I'm the traffic signals electrician.
Oh, okay.
Get him, proper. I bow down to you now.
Somebody who knows what they're talking about on the show for once.
Is it possible? And there's one of those little computer boxes at every traffic light, isn't there?
Every single set, yes.
Single set. And what does it do?
Well, they take all the information from the road. So as your car drives on the road, it detects you and then changes the lights as it detects cars, yeah.
One second. We've been down this track before, Bryce. It's not about pressure or weight. It's about metal, isn't it? Yeah. It's a magnetic something or other.
Yeah, it's a magnetic inductance, similar to it like a transformer. You've got a coil of wire in the road.
Well, how do you explain my mother's car? 3 traffic lights in a row, and she claims it happens all the time, just turning back on just before the green light.
It has to do with the driver. So what happens is, in your Mazda, as you take your foot off the brake pedal, it will restart before it's all the way off. So as you're sitting there, you're going, these lights are about to change. You bring your foot off the brake pedal just slightly and the car starts ready to go.
I don't know about that.
Bryce, you're pretty good, mate.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think you don't even realise that you're getting ready to go.
Yeah, Bryce, you as the driver is anticipating the light to go green.
Bryce, can you become our traffic light expert if we ever need to go to you?
You can call me anytime.
You're a little bit smarmy.
I want to know why you have to wait so long at some traffic lights.
Seems to know too much, bro. Well, yes. Yeah, Bryce.
Like if it's censored and it can see that I'm sitting there.
This is main character syndrome.
Why does
from
it
you.
Take so long?
Your time's more important.
Yes.
So it takes a really long time sometimes for 2 reasons.
Yeah.
The first one is there's minimum amounts of time it has to hold each direction.
Yes.
Programmed in. The other thing is if the coil of wire in the road has been damaged, then it will think there's a big queue up of cars and hold that direction for the maximum amount of time.
Wow. Which is what? What's the minimum and the maximum?
Depends where you are.
Oh, okay.
Bryce, you're off to the movies on us, mate. John Wick, amazing. Chapter 4, starring Keanu Reeves in cinemas March 23. Well done for straightening all that out,
everyone,
mate.
A little bit.
Oh, that's great. Great.
You've made everyone a little bit smarter. Thanks, mate.
Which is the opposite of what we normally do here on Triple M.
Sorry about that.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane as.
I just received a thing on me. What do you say when someone comes up on Facebook? Oh, my feed.
On your feed?
Slide into your DMs or
no,
feed?
No.
Came up on your feed. News feed.
Like, it was one of those sponsored things.
Sponsored post.
Yeah,
what have you been Googling
It came up, what day is it today? I don't know. I must have been looking at something a while ago and it came up, what day it is today? You know what day it is today? It's cocktail day. It's National Cocktail Day. It's made for you.
I'm going to celebrate a appropriately.
But in true, there's 5 different days that it is today.
What other day is it today?
Chip and dip day. I haven't dived in and seen what is that. As
chip
in,
and dip in cocktails.
It's
I'm
not over yet.
Can we put a rocket
it's
up
not over yet.
How are our Nuffy producers? Where are the cocktails and chip and
Where's
dip?
My chips and
what do you blokes do out there?
Settle down, you blokes. It's not over yet. Also, listen to this one, chocolate covered raisin day. They are my favourite.
You've got work to do, boys.
No, I don't like chocolate covered.
How good are they?
Well, in America, they call it Raisin Day. We call it chocolate covered sultanas. Are you getting hungry? And it's National Flatmate Day.
Flatmate.
Bang. as in live with a flatmate. It's a day to show appreciation for your flatmate.
Oh, I've only ever had annoying flatmates.
Oh, well, that's put a bit of doubt.
How's we're your flatmate happy. Going, Kath? Because you two are renting at the moment together.
But where have we met? I'll go and give her some chocolate covered
salt. How's the walking
ice.
Around in the nude going?
Yeah. Well, we're going to smear each other with chocolate covered sultana okay. shortly.
You're going to have cocktails and chips and
cocktails,
dips.
Yes.
What is a chip and dip? A different kind, I've heard.
Chip and dip.
What's
know,
a chip and dip?
Corn chips.
Yeah, corn chips and dip.
A bit of hummus.
So that's it.
Tzatziki.
All day.
Don't worry, mate. Kath will show you when you get home.
A bit of capsicum and feta.
God, yuck.
Oh, it's Triple M.
Someone eat capsicum and feta.
Yeah, it's
good.
Good
if you had chocolate on it.
Yum. It's Marto and Margo
and Dan on Triple M. Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
No, you can't do it.
Marto, I know.
No, you can't do it.
I know. We don't do shout outs or birthdays.
Oh, is it someone, one of your mates' birthdays?
No, I got a message.
Oh, lost dog.
I got a message from Stacey yesterday on the burner. She said, I'm just wondering if you could please put a message out in the morning.
No.
We can't, Stacey. No.
Could
busy.
You please help out my bro?
No.
His ute was stolen Thursday morning off a job site with about $3,000 worth of tools in the back.
Yes, you can.
Well, hang on, but what kind of ute? If it's a Jimny, I don't care, which you're driving today, but if it's a Hilux, I'll consider it.
Jimny don't make utes. Shove it up your ass.
What is that thing that you're driving?
It's a Hilux. Dual cab Hilux.
Hold on. What's he got? All right, let's get everyone organised.
377BC4, white dual cab white Hilux, dual cab. Tray back.
What year? What sort of tray?
Uber. I don't know.
Silvery tray?
Silvery
just
tray.
Just an aluminium tray?
You try to imagine.
Oh,
it,
no. Style side, so.
Style side white?
I don't know. Look, there you go.
Oh, crikey.
Jesus. But anyway.
Yeah, small bulbar.
Stacey's brother Keith's ute was stolen yesterday morning off the work site. She said, can you do a bit of a shout out?
That thing's 15 years old.
Yeah, but it's not about the car. It's about his tools. Oh. She says about $3,000 worth of his tools were stolen out the back. It's absolutely crippled him.
Okay, this is a disgrace. I'm with you.
Yeah.
This is worthwhile putting on. You think about everyone who's driving next to you right now. They're going to work. They've stolen. They're like cutting his hands off. Mm. They've stolen this bloke's tools. What trade is it? What sort of trade is
it? Well, it doesn't. Let me just have a look on that.
$3,000 worth of tools. No, Chippy, you'd have 12, 15, 20 grand's worth of tools.
Did he have all of them in there, though? Or was it just.
The person fleeing from police seen on opportunistic time to steal and evade police. We tracked their movements through the Facebook, knowing the name of the culprit from police hunting them.
When did this happen? So yesterday. So everyone keep an eye out for this white Hilux. It looks like it's about 2010.
It was sighted at Murray at 10:30 yesterday. Yeah. I went through the tolls there.
Give me the number plate
was stolen
again.
From a job site at Crestmead. Yeah. Okay, here we go. 2006 Ford Courier dual cab 4x4.
It's a Courier?
For Rego 377BC4.
Hang on. I thought it was a Hilux before.
Yeah,
it's
sorry.
A Hilux, we don't care.
All right, let's start
sorry.
This again.
Don't worry
we're looking
about
for
that.
A white 2006 Ford Courier.
Oh, hang on. I've just
Courier.
Scrolled through her Facebook page.
Right.
Oh, my God, just found my brother's car.
Oh, hold on.
What the hell? This is a...